Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's your favorite day.
This is my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu all over again.
What? No, it's nothing like that.
All right, Dan.
What is it like?
You know, it's like...
Pump day!
Pump day!
Woo-woo!
My favorite day.
We just started so we can end it.
Showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Well, good morning to you. It is Wednesday. Hump day.
There it is.
Why do you?
Why do I do what I do? Why do I lean back as I do it?
You're just right after the thing. It's like the Mixed Morning Fix.
You want
John Monroe and Jackson. And then you say, hump day. You do it that way every single time. And then now today you're just like, oh, good morning.
I got to the hump day.
He always does good morning first.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure
yeah,
I do.
He says, you can go back all you want. Listen, I edit this podcast every day. I know what it says. He always does, it always goes the open, then he names the Wednesday, the date, hump day.
Oh, okay.
And as he thrusts his junk into the desk, hump day.
I can't get the voice right if I'm not leaning back and thrusting towards the two of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Highly.
I didn't even look you in the eyes like that when I did that.
I don't like it.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, maybe it is me. I feel a little off this morning. I slept terrible. I got home from our Valley Fair Mall concert show last night with Stephen Puth and 13 Crowns. By the way, Stephen Puth, his voice is great.
Yeah.
It was really fun to watch.
Like, yeah, he was a good time.
Yeah.
His cover of Slow Hands by Niall Horan. Loved it.
It was a great,
it was so good.
That's a good choice.
He also has a very sexy song. I think it's called
Sexual
Sexy.
Vibes.
Sexual Vibes. Not sure if that was right for the...
The crowd. I gotta tell you.
Oh my gosh. No, he didn't.
I'm standing in the middle of the plaza. There are a handful of blonde hair, blue-eyed children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are swaying back and forth while he sings about his sexual vibes.
Oh, my gosh.
And how they're only going to be together for one night.
It is a graphic song.
How old is Stephen Puth anyway?
25.
Oh,
I had to
really
Google it.
Is he older, brother?
No, Charlie's like 27.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then 13 Crowns took the stage, and they're... I mean, all 90 of them were fantastic.
Yeah. Like,
we had to add an extra stage riser to make sure they all fit
there's
up
a
there.
Lot
wasn't
of microphones,
that funny.
Right?
A lot of microphones, a lot of wires for that group.
I thought so, too, but they were really good. But I got home, so I got home late and started snuggling with the kids. And there's one thing in my household. I make decisions based off of rock, paper, scissors. That's how I parent. And the kids, my wife, they all know it. And it was bedtime, and the kids were like, wait. We were waiting for you, Dad. We didn't have dessert. I'm like, well, now it's too late. It's bedtime for the whole family. Let's go. Liam's like, sudden death, rock, paper, scissors. I win. I get dessert. How am I supposed to turn down a challenge like that?
You are so easy.
How am
I
supposed to be like, no, when someone's challenging me to rock, paper, scissors?
My parents were too hard to manipulate like this. I couldn't have done, I wouldn't get away with anything.
So I lost.
Yeah.
Well.
We ended up having a big dessert party there. And then I think I was like, I'm not used to eating sweets like in general and then like late at night. Yeah.
You're all wired.
I know Monroe, and I was actually thinking about this when I was tossing and turning in bed. Monroe did that story about how caffeine doesn't really affect your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, sugar definitely does.
Well. Take it from me, who had a Red Bull on my way down to the Stephen Puth concert. Caffeine definitely affects your sleep. But I was going to stay up anyway because last night was the season finale, rather, of Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
I'm not missing that.
Of course not.
Oh, it was so good.
Was it?
Oh, it was so good. I was literally on the edge of my seat all night.
No kidding.
Oh, it was nuts. It was so, so good.
Does June...
I'm not
redeem herself.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to spoil
can't
it.
Do that.
I'm
it
still,
just happened
I'm mad
last
at her.
Night.
Just
you haven't even
happened.
Watched this season?
I'm mad because I'm still mad at June for
you
what she did
it.
At the end of last season.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
Yeah, that's your Wednesday Handmaid's Tale.
Listen, you act like it's not one of the biggest shows on television.
Everyone
right?
in the
but
office.
It absolutely is.
Everyone in the office talks about it constantly. All right, Monroe.
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
Why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine?
Well, this is sad. Lydia Roberts' father worked as a deputy for the Greene County, Missouri Sheriff's Office. He passed away a year ago in the line of duty. So young Lydia started school yesterday and was actually pretty shocked when her father's coworkers lined her school's entrance and cheered for her as she walked into class because dad couldn't be there.
I looked at some photos of this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like tearing up in my, like, it was like so sweet and heart-wrenching all at the same time. And the look on her face. I love these.
I know, right?
Kind of things. Yeah.
And it's just, it's so comforting because if that was me and, like, as a parent, I think when you die, you're, you know, if you die tragically or whatever, your last thought is probably, oh, my kids, you know, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And so it's, like, good to know that people are there and they have his back. So
that's a good one.
Yeah. The first time Lydia's dad wasn't there for the first day, so.
Very cool. All right, Jackson, for the first time on this Wednesday, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It is all powered by the Tour of Utah. I really quickly want to recap the Jesse Smollett situation that happened earlier this year.
Please.
If you don't remember, Jesse Smollett, he was the star, one of the stars anyway, of Empire on Fox. Huge show, very successful actor. And he shocked everyone when he came out saying that he had been hate crimed in a park just outside of his apartment. He was going for a night walk. He says that two men in Make America Great Again hats lassoed him with a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him, called him racial slurs, and beat him up. Well, things started to look real fishy, so everyone around starts questioning him, and his story starts making less and less sense.
Yeah.
And then it finally came out, the police came out anyway, and said that he had faked the attack for publicity. So he wanted the attention. So that's where we last left Jesse.
Yes.
And he has been kind of like a national embarrassment. He's tried to sue Fox. He's tried to sue Empire because they ended up firing him.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, you faked a hate crime, you monster.
You walked around for days also going up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
taking a victory tour. He is an absolute monster. Because it makes it harder for people who actually get hate crime to be trusted.
That's the problem with
you it. You idiot. Yeah. So anyway, so he's not on Empire anymore, and they're currently filming their final season. Well, they started scouting a location in Chicago at a park just outside Jesse Smollett's apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
They had stand-ins, and they were doing screen tests at the exact location where his attack allegedly happened.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. There's no confirmed reports on whether or not Empire is going to bring the real-life drama of Jesse Smollett.
Oh, I hope so.
They do.
Yes.
Genius.
Top-notch.
Yes.
Great television. We'll start watching Empire.
Exactly. For that reason, I will check it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and it looks like it's the actual stand-ins that are always usually there for those actors.
Huh.
So everyone's thinking that they're going to maybe not necessarily bring up exactly what happened, but allude to it in some way, or just shoot it there as like a slight to Jesse and not mention it at all.
Huh. If they just shoot it there, meh.
I love it still.
I know. It's like he's right there just looking down from his window.
Uh-huh.
Like glaring at
The blinds are closed, but he's got his finger poked in there and like one blind up.
Uh-huh.
So only his eyes are exposed. I love it. Because it is literally, the park is in the shadow of his apartment complex.
Oh my gosh.
Like they were lighting around his apartment complex.
Oh man.
Hysterical.
It's funny.
So great.
Yeah.
That is solid work,
that
Empire.
Is shade.
I just love pettiness. I live for it. You may remember a couple weeks ago that we talked about how Harry Styles would be Prince Eric in the new Little Mermaid.
Yes.
So they're doing live-action Little Mermaid, and everyone assumed Harry Styles. In fact, a few radio stations had actually said it was confirmed earlier this week. Radio stations and movie theaters.
Hmm.
But he has respectfully declined the role.
No!
So the offer was made, and he said, I love the project. I think it'll be fun. It's just not for me. And respectfully declined. Thank you so much.
You know who'd be great at it? Shawn Mendes.
I would die.
Tall, dark hair.
Uh-huh.
He has that Disney prince look about him.
He's got that big smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could definitely play Prince Eric.
I was just trying to think of someone like Harry Styles' age.
Call Disney right now. Make it happen, Sean. I know you have ties to Disney.
You know, I'll call the mouse himself.
I mean, you met Shawn Mendes.
I know can you both. Do? I can put the two of them in one place.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right about
it's
that.
It's on you. The onus is on you. So no, Harry Styles will not be Prince Eric. The only cast member actually that has been confirmed is Halle Berry. I keep wanting
you want to say Halle Berry. Yeah.
Especially the way she spells it. Yeah. H-A-L-L-E. I'm not supposed to say Halle Berry.
I get it. I hear you.
So Halle Berry is the only confirmed actor. She's playing Ariel. Fans are still waiting to learn if Melissa McCarthy, Jacob Tremblay, Awkwafina, and Javier Bardem are actually going to be a part of the project, even though they have been rumored for months now. Like, I thought Melissa McCarthy was like a sure thing.
I thought that was confirmed, yeah.
The only confirmed one is Haley, which I think is very interesting. Andy Dick.
Listen, oh, man, I haven't heard that name for a while.
I hate the guy. Terrible person. Bad, bad guy.
Blast from the past.
Killed Phil Hartman, but that's neither here nor there. So he had a stand-up show in New Orleans, and as he left the club on Saturday night, he got sucker punched in the back of the head, and he went unconscious Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
He remained unconscious for 15 minutes after he got hit and was rushed to the hospital. He was observed. He's 53, by the way, so it's not good to be unconscious ever, but especially as you start getting up there in years, really not good for you. And Andy Brain's dick can't be functioning very well at this point either.
No.
He's done a lot of damage to it, I would say. He was observed at the hospital for a possible brain bleed, but local authorities have not made any arrests. They are investigating the incident. If I were the police, I'd really take my time with it.
I don't like
Andy Dick. He's a bad guy. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. I know there's a lot of teachers kind of getting ready for the school year to begin. Now, Canyon School District, where my kids go, they start on Monday for Liam, Wednesday for Ella. You're the same, right?
Uh-huh. They're going to get out in, like, May this year, too.
Oh, I didn't even look that far into the calendar. Really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's kind of good.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right with that. And then I know that Challenger starts this week. A lot of charter schools start this week. I was actually going to call my friends up in Ogden and see when that, if they started this week or next week. Sometimes they're a week early.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard of anything.
I don't know. It's still really early.
Yeah, it's only August 14th.
Yeah, if you're going to school this week, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the teachers are there. They're back. They're sending notes. I told the story the other day that we got letters from both Liam and Ella's teacher, like postcards and stuff. So
that was cool. I'm getting hit up every day for my son's immunization record.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're back in the office.
Yeah.
Going through the files.
He's just like, please. Monroe, please. just get me the record.
Just send it over. But Ella yesterday was asking me, we were kind of reading through again, we've read through it like 20 times, the letter from her kindergarten teacher.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's like the cutest thing.
Dude, kindergarten's a big deal.
She's so excited to be going to the same school as her brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also the letter that she got from her teacher was so sweet. Her teacher hasn't taught like in 9 years. She was a stay-at-home mom and is going back for the first time. So she's excited and Ella's excited. And she's like, Dad, I want to bring my teacher an apple.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? No one brings apples.
Yeah,
no.
They do.
They absolutely
do.
In
the olden days.
Right, yeah, exactly. Back up.
It's tradition. It's like the Christmas orange.
When was the last time you received an orange for Christmas?
Can I tell you that John and I literally 2 years ago found out the Christmas orange was a thing.
Neither one of us had ever heard of the
Christmas orange.
Exactly.
And then it turns out that it's a real thing. So.
The last time I heard an apple being brought to school was like Johnny Tremaine back in the Revolutionary War. Like, that's the last time.
I'm sure Tom and Huck did it.
You know
what? You're right.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Because the teacher's all excited.
Yes.
And it's tradition. I bet the teacher would be stoked.
It's her first year teaching after a long break.
Oh, my gosh. And then this girl brought me an apple my first day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes her feel like a real teacher.
Like, look what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get one with a big green worm in it.
Wait.
I know the drawing. Classic teacher's.
Right.
The classic teacher's apple has a big old worm in it.
Are we talking a real apple or are we talking a fake apple? I guess.
No. You get her a real apple.
And a real worm?
And a real worm.
Okay.
Just make the magic happen.
You don't have to do the worm.
Okay.
I mean,
you could use a gummy worm.
That's cute. Maybe.
Yeah. So I thought we'd do a quick poll. Maybe we could put this up on Instagram this morning.
Mm.
Like, Do kids still bring apples to teachers? Because we have a lot of teachers who listen to our show, and I know they're getting ready this week, so maybe they'll see it on Instagram. I'm kind of just curious, like, should we lean in on this, like you're saying, and if this is what Ella wants to do, let her bring an apple?
Yeah.
Or something different, like a...
Like what?
A cookie?
What else is she going to bring on the first day of school that's not going to make her look like that kid?
A couple Oreo cookies?
Oh, I see you. I see you, little girl, trying to kiss up to me.
What, and an apple doesn't do that?
Simple.
Put it on sweet. The side of the
it's
desk?
It's simple, sweet, but if you show up with like a Old Navy gift card and...
We do a lot of candles for the...
please.
Yeah.
Candles, hand sanitizer, and tissues.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I... Just that kind of stuff. Maybe a big bottle of ibuprofen for the...
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't know if you can bring that into the school, though.
No, you can't.
Especially my kindergarten daughter. I don't know if she's going to be trucking around.
Drug dealing.
Right, yeah. Okay. So we'll take... text on this, just a quick poll, but then we'll put it up on Instagram as well, and that's where we'll follow along this morning through the whole show at Mix 105.1 Utah. But do kids still bring apples to teachers? Teachers, have you ever received an apple? We want to hear from you. I'll read you some of the texts right now. Syracuse Arts Academy in Syracuse started school yesterday.
Ouch.
The teacher would love an apple. Mm-hmm. Teach her an apple as a teacher. You don't get many thank yous, and any small gesture means so much.
Cute.
We were asking, like, when school districts start. Ogden School District starts next week. I've gotten an apple once, but it was more of a joke for my student than anything. However, I do teach high school. Yeah, I feel like handing an apple, is it ironic at this point? Is it not, like, cute? It's sweet.
I think it's cute. Classic.
This text says, I've had a pineapple, banana, mango, kiwis, and apples all given to me.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, we ritzy.
Right, yeah.
Oh, fruit from around the world, ladies and uh-huh. gentlemen.
How about this? I missed your show this summer while on break from teaching. Today is my first day of the year, and I would love to get an apple from one of my kindergartners. Last year, one of my students brought me a case of Dr. Pepper, and it made my whole day.
Yeah, I like that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I do like that. But something...
There's something about the apple.
So sweet, because it's so cheap. It's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, here.
This is like what you're saying. It says, I don't see any kids bringing apples, but every teacher I know would absolutely love to get one. Like you said, it would feel like a cool tradition just being brought back to life, especially for a kindergarten teacher. So do we have the poll open yet?
Yeah, it's up. It is currently overwhelmingly no, do not bring apples.
No kidding.
Are you serious?
I said, do kids still bring apples to their teachers?
Yeah.
11 votes for no.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What?
It's so weird because the text is saying yes and the Instagram's saying no.
69% of people say no.
Okay. All right. Go to our Instagram page.
If you're an Apple advocate, get on over there.
Push your agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Take a stand.
Hey, I was reading this thing yesterday, and the article was talking about that the average person now gains a delicious 36 pounds. In a long-term relationship. So
delicious.
We're not talking a quick summer fling. We're talking over the long term. You get comfy. You're happy. Mm-hmm. You start kind of putting on some of the pounds.
You start eating.
You go out to dinner all the time.
Go out to dinner. Maybe.
Ugh.
Eat full course meals right there in bed.
No, I don't.
Appetizers.
No, that's...
You have some appetizers.
I don't...
Then you do your full meal.
No.
Dessert.
No.
Drinks.
Don't think that's
night
what
nightcap.
Nah, again.
Cup of coffee.
No, nah, again.
All in bed.
That's not what I'm maybe. Maybe for some.
Maybe for some.
Jackson, when you've been in a relationship, did you gain weight?
I always gain weight.
Okay.
Relationship, single, it's Tuesday, whatever
exactly.
It might be.
Yeah.
I was born with the metabolism of a 45-year-old.
Should have seen the person who offered Jackson a donut yesterday. That person was thrown out of that.
I was like, get out of here.
I can't look at that thing.
It's so funny, too, because last night I was talking with Stephen Puth backstage, and he was like, and I had mentioned that I do Spartan races, and he was like, oh, why do you do that? I'm like, because if I didn't, Mr. Puth, I would be 400 pounds.
Right.
Do you have any idea how much work it takes to maintain this?
Yeah.
Like, imagine if I did nothing. I'd be 4 bajillion pounds. It's just how it is.
Monroe? Do you gain weight during a relationship?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I haven't hit the 36-pound mark yet.
Take Tom out of it. Other relationships in the past, did you always, like, when you kind of got comfortable, you would start gaining weight?
Yeah, yeah, because when I'm single, I'm like, you know, going out every night, mm-hmm. you know, like you're...
You want a good...
You're more active. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Then you start getting comfortable.
Then you land the hook and uh-huh. you're just like, all right, cool.
This text says, since I got engaged, I've gained 54 pounds. I legit look like I'm pregnant, but if somebody ever asks me, I'll just roll with it.
Yeah.
You're pregnant?
So yep. pregnant.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, do
second
soon.
Trimester.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, it just kicked.
Oh, woo-hoo! You want to feel it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not that person. I'm the opposite.
You've only been with one person, though.
That's true. But I stress... I don't want to gain the weight because I want her to like be like want me.
That's okay. So
I live
my
in that
husband?
Stress.
Well, you can't you back it up with a bad personality.
I know.
So like yeah. you couldn't let yourself go because I mean
gotta have something.
Once the body's gone, then
right.
what?
Exactly.
Yeah, my husband has never like made me feel this way
yeah.
by any means, but just. Internally, I'm like, okay, well, if I let myself go, then he's going to leave. He's going to leave me.
You battle that, which
yeah,
is not the case. I know
anymore.
It's something we just all battle.
Yeah,
inside.
Well, it's just insecurities. Everyone's
yeah,
insecure
of
from
course.
Time to time about things. Like,
yeah.
oh, if I change anything, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Cut my hair.
Dude, when I was
lose
pregnant.
My hair.
Lose my
lose
hair.
Lose my hair.
That's true. When you met Jen, you had beautiful
oh, my hair was
knots.
Amazing, yes.
John had the most beautiful, wavy, curly
so
hair.
And it just... Bloop.
And then it disappeared.
The moment I said I do, just right then and there, all fell off.
You remember on the boat where Ursula, she goes from being that super hot chick back into being a sea witch? That's exactly what happened when John said I do. His hair just fell right off. His true form popped out. Gotcha.
This text says, does baby weight count? I think that's a battle that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Like it's life.
Yeah, listen. If we're counting baby weight.
Yeah, no.
That's not the same thing.
I'm just really asking because it says the average person gains 36 pounds once you're in a long-term relationship. So I want to know from you, like, did that happen to you? And if so, what did you gain? Like, we had that really honest text saying how much they gained. Like, what was your number?
20.
20? I think
20 pounds.
36 seems high to me. That's, I guess, why I'm asking the question, to be honest. I guess when I think of, like, 20 to me seems... Yeah, that's the number that I had in my head.
I don't know. Have you met Americans?
That's a good point.
36 pounds ain't nothing to America.
We're doing all-you-can-eat Olive Garden passes now for the rest of your life.
Forever!
Now, Kelly actually texted in saying, my husband has lost 100 pounds recently.
Wow.
And I was nervous that I wasn't going to be attracted to him because I like big guys, but
oh,
I
yeah.
love him for him. So that's there's something you don't even think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opposite.
Totally
yeah.
Opposite.
You find someone who maybe you like the bigger dude, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. he's all fit over there.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Would that be then like a.
Nah. I mean, I like him in all sizes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the immortal words of Lizzo, I like big boys, itty bitty boys, Mississippi boys, inner city boys. I like a pretty boy with a bow tie.
This text says, going on 9 years strong and up a solid 40 pounds. Okay, so yeah, right around the 36 number. Been married 15 years, gained a total of 15 pounds over the years, lost half of that. Husband gained 100 pounds in our first year of marriage. That's a lot at the beginning.
That's a lot.
But it's weird, though. If you're not used to someone cooking for you, and they're a good cook.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, or...
You're used to eating cup of noodle mm-hmm. and...
Or if you want to have, like, seconds to, like, you know, like, oh, you're in that new relationship, and you're eating more than you usually would, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, you're on...
Well, I like cooking, too. I like cooking for people, so I'm going to make sure that they can't run away from me. Fatten them up real good.
Wow,
where
I read that
run?
Story once. That's
I'm like a witch and Hansel and Gretel. Like, don't worry, honey. Just keep eating your pasta. You'll love it.
You keep squeezing his finger, making sure he's plumping up.
Nice and plump. Let's take your resting heart rate, please.
I was in a year-long relationship, and the first 3 months, the guy was Prince Charming, and then he turned into a Jekyll and Hyde. So I lost weight during that time. I think sometimes if you're in a stressful relationship, long-term, you can actually lose weight. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, stress has never done anything to me but make me balloon right up.
So you're telling me it doesn't help no matter what?
Oh, no.
Happiness, stress.
No, well, because, like, when I'm stressed, it raises cortisol levels, and cortisol levels makes you retain water and gain fat and retain fat. But when I'm happy, I'm eating. So.
Yeah. I know, like...
What do you do?
I know. If I'm happy, I'm going to eat something. Yeah. If I'm sad, I'm going to go eat something.
Definitely go eat something.
Yeah. My husband and I have been married for 5 years, and since the day we got engaged, I gained 65 pounds. So far, I have lost 40 pounds with diet and exercise.
Wow.
We do have a one-year-old, so I blame it on the fact that we went out to dinner every night for 2 years straight. So you start, like, when you have the newborn, you're just driving through somewhere, trying to shove food in your face, and... And sleep as often as possible.
Man, I could get down a sandwich in 3 minutes.
Oh yeah.
When
the kid's crying and you're like, I gotta get some kind of calories in me.
I just eat something.
The text says we would split meals while dating. Now we both eat our own. I've gained 26 pounds.
Good for you, girl. You keep it up.
That's not bad.
Hey, do you want to split? No.
Get your own food.
I don't like what you look. When we were dating. I dealt with what you ordered, and I ate half of it. But now, I want the lasagna. My hubby can't gain weight, so there's always sweets in my house. I've gained at least 30.
Man,
that's hard.
Isn't that the worst?
Mm-hmm.
I look at people who don't have to do anything, and they just say trim.
Uh-huh.
Trim looking. I can outrun them. But no matter what they eat, our sales manager is that way.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's the worst.
And nobody complains more about his body than our sales manager. And yet I see him wolf down 7,000 calories in cookies in one sitting. And it doesn't – he's still rail thin always.
I know.
Did you know that he won –
He won the weight loss challenge.
He won our weight loss challenge.
But he cheated
every weekend. He went to Crumble Cookie every weekend.
And the thing about it, though, is that he didn't have a lot of weight to lose.
Yeah.
So, like,
I know.
You'd have to lose 4 pounds for every pound that he lost in order to, you know what I mean?
He literally farted and won this competition. That's all he had to do.
Okay, all right. Good morning.
All right, Monroe, let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
This is a pretty dramatic story. It's really cool, though. So there's this FBI agent who was retiring. So all he asked for, you know, he's an FBI agent.
Yeah.
Hey, just bring in some coffee and donuts, you know, and we'll celebrate.
It's perfect.
Instead, he got the grown-up version of a baby that he rescued from a kidnapper nearly 22 years prior.
Wait, the baby showed up?
Yes.
So this one child, like, who was being kidnapped.
Yes. So the story is the baby was in the hospital, and a woman came in dressed in a lab coat, got through security and everything, and took the baby out of the hospital and took the baby home. And this FBI agent, brand new agent.
Tracked her down.
Oh. Like, ended up seeing a car with, like, weird baby stuff in it or something and followed her. Ended up getting the baby, rescued the baby. And brought it back. And so then 22 years later, this U.S. Marine Corps corporal showed up at his retirement party to say thank you.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that really is. All right, Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right. A woman posted on social media that she was having a hard time paying for college.
Okay.
College, very expensive.
Yeah.
Canadian woman, by the way. Because I had to figure out what CAD meant. It meant Canadian dollar.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So she talked about how she was struggling to pay her tuition, and she didn't know if she was even going to be able to go back to school this year. Well, that's when Taylor Swift stepped in. And Taylor Swift sent her $6,000 to help cover her books and tuition this year.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she just said, Aisha, that's her name. Aisha, get your learn on, girl. I love you, Taylor.
Oh.
God, she's just the best.
Yeah.
Taylor, I love you. Dude, just $6,000. Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You know, just write $6,000 checks every now and then. You don't have to give people millions of dollars.
$6,000 can change someone's life.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's nowadays. But she's in Canada, so that'll probably pay for 4 years of college.
Like, right.
They won't touch anything here. But over in Canada, I'll bet that's top notch. So good for Taylor. I love when she does things like this. Mm-hmm. She's really good. She's so good to her fans.
She is.
Like, setting aside all of the stuff, all of the drama she gets into with other celebrities, like, she always prioritizes her fans mm-hmm. over everyone, which I think is very cool. Jay-Z is now a live music entertainment strategist for the NFL.
What?
What does that mean?
So his duties are going
Beyonce is doing the halftime show this year.
Beyonce, it's actually just now called the Beyonce Knowles Carter Halftime Show.
Right, okay.
Every year. So his duties will include co-producing the Super Bowl halftime show. He reportedly isn't interested in headlining the show anytime soon, but he might be willing to do it in the future.
Do they need someone to help them get a big name? Is that why they're bringing him in?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But also, you have to remember, too, that Jay-Z, outside of being a recording artist and being Mr. Beyonce Knowles,
he's a producer.
He's a huge producer and the owner of Tidal, a big music streaming service. So, like, he's got a lot of music connections. So, this is not bad for the NFL, but it also just sort of feels like they gave him some sort of fancy title to get his connections
that's
in the
door. That's what it feels like,
He went after the NFL pretty hard over the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, right?
Well, I know last year they couldn't find a, you know,
and Jay-Z was part of it. I think Jay-Z had a big part of it. So maybe this is their, like, peacekeeping. Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I mean, I don't have a dog in this fight. Not a big Jay-Z fan, not a big NFL fan, but I figured it's the people that, it's the sports football people that want to know about this.
There are a lot of people who are excited about football about to start.
Dude, Beyonce had one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows. I'm just throwing it out there. So I wouldn't mind seeing her again.
Overrated.
What?
What? Sorry, I sneezed. Overrated.
It's a
Brad
weird
Pitt.
Sneeze.
Thank you. I practiced.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt might be recording. So recording music, by
no.
the way.
Wow.
With Snoop Dogg.
Nope.
Oh, Brad.
Hey, nope. I'm not done yet.
No.
So Brad Pitt may record with Snoop Dogg. A source tells, I think it was In Touch that I read this from, that Brad Pitt was telling Snoop he's been playing lots of guitar. Because that's, you know, he's divorced.
Oh, man.
He's not doing anything.
He's doing pottery and guitar?
Yeah, pottery and guitar.
Stella needs to get her groove back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, Brad Pitt.
What are you talking about? He's playing the guitar.
Dude, he's going through a crisis right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Angelina did to him, but.
He's doing ceramics with Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's killing it. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
he's back at dinner with Jen.
He's trying to find himself.
I got to be with Monroe on this one.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're both
Come
wrong.
On, dude.
I think he's doing better than he ever has.
He needs to get the Troy Brad Pitt back.
You're right.
Like that confident, that cocky, good-looking dude.
Oh, listen, you're not going to hear a complaint from me if Troy Brad Pitt comes back.
He sits there with his guitar and strums like sad tunes always.
Yeah. He's just like...
He listens to a lot of Moby.
Oh.
You know, no one wants that.
Oh, Brad.
Anyway, Brad Pitt and Snoop Dogg have been friends for years and years. Like, they go way back. So Snoop is keen to write some music specifically for Brad, and they are going to record something. And accompanying Brad Pitt will be a dying deer. Jenny Garth says kissing Jason Priestley has been going back and doing the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. It's like riding a bicycle. Just like the good old days.
All right.
She tells Entertainment Tonight, kissing him was just like old times. It felt exactly the same, like riding a bike. Ah, it makes you sweaty. Gross. Chemistry-wise, Jason and I work really well together, and we're both just in it to win it. She makes it sound like kissing is a competition.
Yeah.
That I'm was better not a, at it than you.
I don't
that
know.
Was not a great description.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, but I don't know what it looks like on camera because I didn't watch the reboot.
I have to tell you, I've had a few friends watch it, and then my wife Jen watched a few of the reboots, and not a fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Perry.
Nah, they say like the storyline and the script is really bad. Because, you know, it's them playing the actors.
Yeah.
It's like this weird look inside.
You can't just reboot it and hope that nostalgia will carry it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, at that point, it's just a joyless cash grab. You're just hoping that the nostalgia is enough that people will forgive sloppy writing. But, like, it has to be good, too. And there are so many reboots that have been so good.
Yeah.
That it's inexcusable, to put something out there that hasn't fully cooked yet. So at this point, you're just trying to put these actors back on screen, and that's not cool.
Yeah.
That is a showbiz beat.
Letting you take over the show with Choose the News right now. Pick the story that you want to hear, and you are in the running for 311 tickets. Jackson, your story is...
If your date starts at a Denny's, it's all downhill from there.
Monroe.
Just what the doctor ordered for Brad Pitt.
And I've got, it's cool to poo your pants. Let's see. I hate to say it. I'm over 30 and I don't get John's reference. I'm voting for Jackson.
Wow.
It's Billy Madison.
I didn't waste my good years watching Adam Sandler movies.
Oh.
Oh, well, then you missed out. You missed out on Adam Sandler.
Oh, come on.
Classic Adam Sandler.
Every guy. Adam Sandler movies and Pink Floyd.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore classic.
Right?
Waterboy.
Yes.
God, I love the Waterboy. Kathy Bates in the Waterboy. Ugh. Is some of the finest American cinema you'll ever see.
Move over, Meryl Streep.
Get out of here.
Let's see. This text says, John, usually poo jokes are funny, but not with you. So I'm going with Jackson.
Oh.
Cool.
You can't even do poo right.
I know. Oh, Monroe, I want to know about Brad Pitt. John, it's not cool to poop your pants. Love you, Jackson. I normally got you, but today it's all about Brad Pitt. So
oh, yeah.
It's a vote for you.
Wow, we really have gone back in time. It hasn't been all about Brad Pitt in a while.
I am much younger than 30, but I'm going with John anyways. Thank you for that. Let's just tally these votes up here and see the winner with 46% of the votes.
Dang.
Is... Jackson!
What? Yeah. You can't. No one wins that much. Ever.
Listen, my teases are better. I gotta tell you, sometimes I'm like, wow, Jonathan Monroe's stories are so much better than mine. But I'm just, I get that one-liner.
You know what, though?
I know what clicks with the audience.
Until they learn. They have to learn. This is on them.
Yeah, they will.
No, wait, this is a great story.
Oh, is it a good story?
Oh, yeah, okay. This one's a good one. So, we're gonna go to our favorite place in the world. Florida for today's story. Palm Coast, Florida. A woman met a guy on a dating site and they got together last Wednesday. Romantic evening. You know, you take your girl down to the Denny's.
Went to Denny's on the first date.
They went to Denny's
on
the first date.
Moon's over Miami. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no one loves a grand slamwich like this guy right here.
Do you sit at the booth or do you go up and sit at the counter when you're going to?
No. You got to sit in the booth.
So the booth, do you sit together or sit across from each other?
We're going to do that as a topic one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the round booths because no matter what, you can kind of cozy on in.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
You stay in your corner. I'll stay in mine.
We'll talk about this later. I'm going to have a strongly worded letter to your parents. So last Wednesday night, they meet up for a date at the Denny's, and apparently it went really well because she ends up hopping in his car. They start heading back to his place.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was a good grand slamwich.
Yeah. It was a next level moons over Miami.
Right.
So they are on their way back to his place when they get pulled over. There's a problem with the guy's tags. And instead of pulling over and stopping, the guy ends up in a high-speed police chase.
He floored
it? Oh, my gosh.
With his first date. You know her tummy hurts. So
poor choices at dinner.
Yeah. Lots of bad decisions happening all in a row like that. Eventually, he pulled the car over and left her in the car as he fled into the woods. So she's terrified at this point. The police come up, round up on her.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, I didn't do anything. I don't know. I don't even know the guy's last name. I don't know anything about this guy.
He just yelled at me to bail him out later.
Yes. He just left me here. He left me like Jurassic Park. So they didn't do it. They didn't arrest her. He's still on the lam. He managed to evade police by running into the woods.
Don't we know who he is from her?
She only knows his first name.
Oh.
And I guess like she could show them his dating profile.
Oh,
but
you
don't put a lot of information on dating profiles, you know, because scary. But this guy used it to his advantage.
Dating's the worst. Dating is literally the worst.
I mean, I'd imagine they know who he is because they ran his plates and they know who he is.
Could you imagine all of a sudden you're in the car, the lights go on and you're like, he's going to pull over and he just floors it?
Oh, I would start screaming. My uncle used to take me. So I grew up in the country, like the country.
Yeah.
And he used to throw me into the truck, no seatbelts, and he would drive as fast as he could down those old country roads. Yeah. So it'd be like, we're going 120 down this road. There's like nothing on the other side of the cliff and a reservoir on the other side. Jeez. And it used to terrify. Nothing scares me more than going too fast in a car. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Huh.
Hate it. Hate it. Nothing makes me angrier. So if some bro took me to Denny's and then did that to me, I'd start beating him real quick.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, fists would start flying.
All right, Monroe's story and my story will be told in our podcast today. Second date update, as you get back to kind of your school routine, maybe it's been a while since you've heard this, but this is where you go out on a date and you think, wow, man, that was a great date. I can't wait to go again. Obviously, this person's going to call me back, and then you're sitting around waiting for them to call you back and go to a movie with you on a Sunday, and they don't go with you.
Don't and you they, drag my wow. personal life onto the radio, Mr. Man.
And then you ask someone else to look at Monroe's face right
I
now.
I feel so awkward. I that can't was believe so you did weird. That.
I already blocked him on everything, so he can't even reach out, but it wasn't a good look on him. So,
what's up, Brian? How you doing?
Hi guys. I'm a little confused, so I kind of need your help.
So yeah, tell us what's going on.
All right, so I met this girl, Jill. I met her at church, which is, you know, kind of hard to do today, and I was super excited, and we'd gotten to know each other for a while, and eventually kind of built up the courage to invite her over to my apartment for dinner.
Okay.
And I made a killer pesto homemade from my garden. And
dude.
Pasta, and, you know, she came over, dinner was great, we talked about a variety of things, and she's just this amazing woman, and then after dinner, we watched some Hulu, and then she left.
Okay.
And I assume, you know, yeah.
That seems like a good first date, if you ask me, like, you cooked, that's impressive.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, dinner tasted great, I was eating the same food, and I assumed, I guess, there'd be, like, another date, or, I don't know, just a walk or something, and I haven't heard a thing, nothing.
Hmm.
And, you know, I saw her at church and I'm pretty sure she was avoiding me and, it was kind of awkward. So I don't know what's going on. If I messed up or something or.
Let me ask you, you said you ate the same thing. Did you have any, tummy trouble afterwards? Was there like a, could you have maybe accidentally poisoned her through food poisoning at some point during the date?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, I can't imagine. No. And,
okay.
You know, I literally ate the same serving out of the same. Yeah, no, we even shared bites.
You said after dinner you watched something on TV. Was the content appropriate or was it offensive to her maybe? Is it just, I'm just trying to think of where she was like, how, and she bailed on you?
Oh, I mean, no.
Okay.
It was pretty.
Okay.
Pretty low key.
Okay. It sounds like a low-key first date, which is, there's nothing wrong with a low-key first date. You're trying to get to know each other. I'm sorry, man. I didn't write down her name. What is her name?
Her name's Jill.
Her name's Jill. Okay. So you want us to call Jill and you want us to just kind of ask her what happened on this date and try to figure out why she's avoiding you?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, cool, man. Then we will do that next. It's your second date update. We're helping out Brian. So Brian met Jill at a church and said, hey, you want to come over? Like, I make a really good pesto. We can hang out. We can watch some, like, Hulu. It'll be fun. And she was down with the whole thing. And according to Brian, the meal went off without a hitch, and the show was great that they watched. Now, maybe Brian just has terrible taste buds, and actually the food was absolutely terrible.
Or terrible taste in movies, and the movie was bad.
I know. What if it was a Seth Rogen movie? I mean, Seth Rogen doesn't sit well with
Someone's
everyone.
Someone's going to sit me down and make me watch Speed or Tremors?
Tremors?
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to make sure I understood the...
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me sit down and watch Tremors? Or a sobering documentary about the 2016 Russian invasion into our election?
Ouch.
Cool. I'm not bitter.
Hey, Brian, you still there?
I'm still there.
All right, buddy. We were able to track down Jill, so I'm going to pick up with Jill. Just chat with her for a few minutes and go ahead and listen in, but don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on the air right now I'm John. You got Monroe and Jackson. We do a morning show here on Mix 105.1. Hope that's still okay to be talking to us.
Yeah, it's really weird that
I know.
The radio station called, but...
I'm sorry, but we won't take up a lot of your time. It's just, you know, on our show, we try to figure out sometimes why dates go wrong, dates go bad, and you recently went out on a date, and to be honest with you, this guy is feeling like you're avoiding him, And so we thought we'd call you and see, like, you know, if it's true or not. I kind of heard a sigh, so you probably know. We're talking about Brian.
Yeah, I have been avoiding him.
You have been avoiding him.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about this reach out at all because I don't really like confrontation, and I didn't want to go out with him again, and I thought he'd just pick up on the signals and, you know, move on.
He didn't, and instead he asked us to reach out to you. And so let me ask you this, because it sounds like he cooked you like this amazing meal. Like, was it the food? Was it terrible? He claim to be homemade pesto, but it was actually Kirkland brand? Like, was it,
hey, that's a good pesto.
That's my favorite pesto.
No, the meal was great. It really was. Yeah, he invited me over to his place, and he said he's going to make dinner, and the dinner was great, and his apartment was, you know, fine. It was nothing remarkable. But after dinner, I used his bathroom, and it was disgusting.
Oh no.
Your hand towels had never been washed. Oh. I'm willing to bet everything on it, and I still have nightmares about the toilet, the hair and the grime stuck to the floor. You could tell it was years and years of it. Like, I don't know if it would ever come off. And he's 28 years old to have a bathroom like that.
Yep. No, run.
Really?
Run
for the hills.
Get
both
out
of you.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Two of you.
Yeah. You have someone coming over. You have someone coming over to your house and you didn't clean your toilet. It's one thing to live like a pig all the time, but it's another to bring someone else in on the mess.
And that's just, like, not messy. That's filthy.
Filth.
That's filth.
Different.
Uh-huh.
Filth is gross.
Oh, see, now I feel like it's a total overreaction. I'm sorry, Jill. Go ahead.
I didn't want to, like, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or anything. So I just figured the best way to handle it was to avoid him. And
yeah,
I got some bad news.
And I wouldn't have to be blowing him up on the radio.
Yeah. I know you don't like confrontation, and I understand that because I'm the same way. But Brian's actually listening in, and he's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, is your bathroom like that, man?
Hi, Jill. I'm mortified. I mean, I had a bunch of guests, so I guess I just ran out of time. Wasn't thinking with all my cooking, cleaning it. I had a bunch of guests for a while, and I'm not the best, cleanest guy.
Yeah.
And I definitely missed the mark on that.
Is she over-exaggerating on your bathroom?
I mean, I think so, but...
What color is the ring around your toilet?
Oh, that stuff is so disgusting.
It's gross.
I get it, though. That's like how I lived in my 20s, so I'm not going to judge you at all, man. I probably still would if I wasn't married. All right, listen, obviously, Jill, the bathroom was a turnoff. I will tell you this. As you described it, both Jackson and Monroe were nodding their head in agreement with you. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in another date? We'll pay for it. Get out of the house. Go somewhere where they have to actually clean the restrooms, where an employee signs off on it. Would you be interested?
I'll give it another shot, but just generally, like, the bathroom to me was more indicative of a maturity level, so I'll give it a shot, but at this moment, it feels like he'd really have to, I don't know how to get him out of the friend zone now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a courtesy call at this point.
Listen, Brian, on this next date, we're going to pay for it, Brian. Promise me you're not going to wear a shirt with a stain on it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to help your cause.
I promise.
I do want to say I'm excited about this week's Saturday Morning Serial. If you don't know, it's a podcast we do that's true crime. Jackson hosts it.
It's not a podcast. It's a special episode of our podcast. Because the reason I need to bring this up is because people keep messaging me saying, I can't find Saturday Morning Serial. That's because it's not its own podcast.
Right.
You have to search for The Mixed Morning Fix, and every other Saturday we post a bonus episode called The Saturday Morning Serial.
And this week you're doing it on...
The Manson Family.
And you actually even scheduled an interview for us to do after the show today with a member of the Manson...
Yeah, Diane Snake Lake.
She's rad. That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
She's rad.
Yeah.
I read her book. So I got really into this case because I read her book about being in the Manson family.
Okay.
And, like, the things that those poor girls had to go through while living with Charlie Manson. And, like, it blew my mind. Because I knew about the Sharon Tate murders.
Right.
But I didn't, and even kind of the LaBianca murders. But I didn't realize how horrifying the cult itself was.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get, What I'm trying to do with Saturday Morning Serial is condense it down, because our episodes are usually only 30 to 40 minutes.
Right.
But I could spend 4 days talking about Charlie Manson.
It's going
to
be a long recording today.
It's going to be a long recording.
Okay,
get ready.
So that'll be released on Saturday. All right, Jackson, one final time today. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It's all powered by Cultural Core. All right. HBO Max may pay $1.5 billion for the rights to stream The Big Bang Theory and 2.5 Men.
No. What?
Those are big shows.
Those were big shows.
Those are number one shows for years.
Forever.
Yeah.
In fact, the only reason The Big Bang Theory became the number one show is because 2.5 Men stopped being the number one show.
It was like the lead-in, if I remember right. Yeah.
They were both the biggest shows on TV.
How much money, though?
$1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion.
I assume that's for a year.
That's crazy.
You think it's 1 year?
No.
Not like a 5-year deal or something?
I bet it's got to be.
They just dropped $5 million for a year on Friends for Netflix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if they're getting two shows, you figure that's $500 million each for each show.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's because these streaming services are realizing almost everyone's just binging old shows.
Yeah.
They're like, why are we making new stuff? Just put The Office back out.
Yeah, it's easy money.
I don't know. I feel like the streaming services, I think the best thing for them to do is keep making new content.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just want them all to stop doing their own thing.
Me too.
And I want them to just shovel their old shows onto Netflix. Go back to just making it simple. Because here's the thing. I'm not going to pay for your streaming service. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to go back to pirating TV shows like I did before.
Right.
I didn't have to do that anymore because I could stream it and pay for it. And I like giving my money to the artists that make it. But if you make it too expensive and unattainable, I'm just going to steal it.
What is HBO Max? I already have HBO Go. What is HBO Max?
I don't
Max?
Really know the difference.
Okay.
But they have HBO Go, which is the one that you can just straight up pay for.
That's the one it's pretty much HBO on your phone.
And then HBO Now is if you already have a subscription to HBO and you want to log into the HBO Now app.
Mm-hmm.
And then HBO Max apparently is like their version of Netflix. So HBO has only their content on it, but I think HBO Max, if I know this correctly, is movies not done by HBO and TV not done
by
HBO.
Will I get it for free?
I can't imagine.
Ah, okay.
Nope.
Cool.
I can't imagine you'll get it with just your regular HBO subscription. But HBO Max recently paid $425 million to stream Friends. So this isn't uncharted territory for them.
Huh. Throw some cash at it. They're really going all in on this one.
Yeah, but for old shows, man. And I get that that's a way to get people in the door, but I can't imagine that's a way to keep them.
I never watched either of those shows.
They wouldn't bring you in. Yeah, but you weren't an Office fan till just a few days ago. And now you love The Office.
I love sitcoms. Yeah. I love sitcoms. So, this is my wheelhouse. I really liked 2.5 Men. I thought it was very funny.
It was funny.
Big Bang Theory as well, pretty funny. And, number one show for a million years.
Yeah.
Everybody in that cast was making, $2 million an episode near the end. And they were doing, 24 episodes a season.
Can you imagine that?
Those people were rolling in
it.
That's how much money Big Bang Theory was making near the end. So I understand why they're paying so much for it, but still. $1.5 billion.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran recently donated 300 items to a hospice charity shop in the UK. Most of the items he signed and included clothing and a surfboard. So the store, what they're planning on doing with it, instead of just putting it out on the shelf and then 50 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to hold an auction, and they're going to actually auction off all of the Ed Sheeran stuff.
Okay.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen, I'd definitely pay more money for a paper towel holder if I knew that Ed Sheeran owned it.
Yeah, it's like autographed, or he has a photo of him holding said paper towel.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not just going to buy it maybe.
Right.
Ed Sheeran touched it.
No, I totally would buy that. Could have been
Monroe,
Ed Sheeran's paper towel holder.
I forgot to mention it, but I just came into a lot of formerly owned property of Ed Sheeran's.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
No, yeah. Really?
Salt and pepper shakers.
Okay. Well, if you want to sell it.
It's
going to
cost you $200. But
$175, maybe.
Ed Sheeran touched it, probably.
Okay.
So, all right, cool. Miley Cyrus. So we all know that she split up with Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big story from the weekend. Liam Hemsworth, by the way, we never actually got around to it, but he posted on Instagram that he was like, Miley and I have split. I wish her nothing but health and happiness.
No,
he
doesn't.
I have not, nor will I ever make a statement about the details of our relationship, so anything you're reading in the press is fake. Peace. And that was it. That's all he had to say on
the matter. It's classy, man.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Because I don't think his
very
ex,
non-Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't seem to be acting the same way.
No. She's climbing mountains. And she's like, look how much better I am than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see you went surfing yesterday? Wow.
I did now.
I know.
Good. Is that a photo of me?
No, it's not actually.
Same way without my shirt on. That's incredible.
Gosh, he went surfing. And
John, you look like a raccoon with your shirt off. It's nothing but hair everywhere. So Miley Cyrus now has to find a new place because she was living with Liam. Mm-hmm. And she is going to be moving into a house next to the Malibu, California home she shared with Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, awkward.
Oh,
so
she's moving into the next door?
Next door.
No.
Well, they didn't live there anymore. So their marital home had been destroyed in the Malibu fires.
Okay.
So they moved into a house together. I actually think they were living in Nashville at the time.
Actually, I think you're right on that.
Yeah. I think they had moved into Nashville after their Malibu home burned down. So she's actually moving into the home next to it that didn't burn down. Which I think is very weird. Especially since she wrote that song, Malibu, about her relationship and getting back and how happy she was to be back in Liam's arms. So she's going to go back there and try to recapture that magic, sounds like.
Ooh.
Poor baby.
They said she's back in the recording studio recording, quote, ferociously.
Yes. I love mean music. I hope we get another Wrecking Ball. I hope we get another bangers.
Breakup songs are great.
Yep.
They're the best. Look at Adele.
It breaks my heart that they had to go through it, but when Adele's divorce album drops, I can't wait.
It's going
to
be
so good. It's going to be next level. And finally, Brad Pitt. So it's the only reason I'm doing this story is because I think it was Monday. We did a topic asking if you want your ex to date someone who is uglier than you, looking than you, or the same.
We were talking about Turek from one of the HGTV shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a bigger star on board now. Brad Pitt dating an Angelina Jolie lookalike.
What?
So he started Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. With Samantha Robinson.
Okay.
She's a newer actress. You probably haven't seen her in anything, but she looks
looking her up right now.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Does she really?
Like, when I read this story, I was like, there's no way she actually looks like Angelina Jolie. She's probably just a white girl with brunette hair.
Yeah.
Then I went and looked at her.
Oh.
She's got the thin face, the tall eyebrows. Like, she looks a lot like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Yes and no.
I would have gone with Jennifer
Aniston.
She
looks very young.
Oh, she does, though. She has the same similarities. A young Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which hurts, man. If you're Angelina, you went for a young version of me?
Yeah.
Ouch.
You know what, though? I actually think Samantha Robinson looks a little more like Megan Fox, like a younger Megan Fox than Angelina Jolie. But, I mean, they were basically carbon copies of each other anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. I saw on I-15 that the State Fair, they have their billboards up coming up next month.
Yeah.
Of course, Jackson again has been asking me to find him a goat or something to...
It's too late now, man.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah, we have to raise it.
Yeah.
Every year I say I want a goat in the fair, mm-hmm. or I'd like a pig in the fair. Chicken in the fair.
I don't want to die. You
the
just said
babe?
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's
Web. I don't want to die. I just keep, that's what I think of. Whenever I go through the State Fair and the livestock, that's what I say.
That's what you say to yourself.
Because that's how the book.
This just got dark.
Bummer.
Man. All right, then. Come on, John. Let's see if you can turn this thing around.
Yeah, good luck.
I have a list of the most outrageous new State Fair foods for this year. So this is what's kind of been at the Texas one and Minnesota one, some of the State Fairs that kick off the season.
Sure.
Yeah. So we should probably see these.
What can we deep fry this
trickle
year?
Trickle down into hours.
Have you heard of the Pebbles and Bam Bam waffles?
No.
Fruity pebble covered waffles?
It's a waffle stuffed with fruity pebbles and chocolate peanut butter cups.
Chocolate peanut butter cups.
Love all that.
My kids love fruity pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
And let me tell you, they're good. Like when they bought them, I'm like, ew. But I find myself like stealing them every once in a while, a little sweet taste. Yeah.
A little handful. The problem with Fruity Pebbles is you have to eat them immediately. Mm. They can't sit there for even a second because otherwise they turn into mushy, inedible swill.
Yeah.
But those first few bites, as you're pounding it down.
Right, exactly.
Oh, fantastic. So good.
Yeah. Let's see. The cheesy sriracha funnel cake bite.
I'm listening.
Seems like a lot of happening in this thing.
Yeah.
So this is the description. This basket will hold puffy fried batter filled with cheese mixture, topped with shredded sharp cheddar and sriracha for dipping. The cakes also will come with an optional side of ranch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If everything you go, in ranch.
Dude, you go sriracha and then top it off like a just a dollop of ranch dressing. That'd be so good.
I don't know. I'm a purist when it comes to my funnel cake. I'm a big funnel cake fan.
You would be.
I am. I just want the powdered sugar on top. Don't give me that fruit. Don't put that stuff on there. Just want the dry batter and then the... Why do you look at me like that?
Your taste buds are like Eeyore. They're so boring.
They really are.
You don't like anything fun.
I know.
You just like boring.
I don't.
His favorite food is sandwiches.
It is.
It's sandwiches.
I know.
Could you think of a more boring favorite food? Like, for a man who claims to be a food connoisseur.
I'm a sandwich connoisseur.
He claims to be like the food guy of this show. His favorite food is sandwiches, and he likes his funnel cake with powdered sugar only.
Only.
That's disgusting.
Don't come at me with like the marmalade on it.
You don't put butter.
No.
Jelly. Nutella.
No.
Something.
No, I don't need it.
Do you put butter on your steamed veggies?
I don't steam my veggies. I bake my veggies. For flavor. Here's your next one. The deep fried dilly dog.
Yes.
It's a pickle stuffed with a brat.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Dipped in batter.
Yep.
And then fried all of it on a stick.
I'd buy it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Dipping that in ranch.
That's where you want the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds good.
That's
I'm okay
good.
With that one.
That's real good.
The donut flight. It's a cake donut sphere. So I guess more like a ball.
A ball, okay. Like a donut hole, but
yeah.
Big. Okay.
Deep fried.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Served with syringes of three fillings, and then you put your own filling inside.
Oh, that's exciting.
That does sound fun.
It's kind of a different take on it.
Yeah.
So you can do it yourself and choose.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try
I'll decide how much raspberry jelly goes into this donut. Thank you, hostess.
Aren't you going to put it all in?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Really?
Well, no, because I have two other flavors I got to get to.
Okay.
You know what I would probably do?
I can't eat all
do?
Three. I'll get sick to my tummy.
I'd probably tear off a piece and then squirt on.
Onto the
a
piece.
Little, yeah, onto
do it
the
that
piece.
Way.
Yeah.
So you get the perfect ratio
right.
of filling to donut.
Mm-hmm.
At Valley Fair Mall last night for the concert, they had the donut kebab there.
A donut kebab?
It was
Excuse
the
me?
Mini donuts. And this we had like 12 of them. Yeah, and they were all like skewered. I got to tell
what?
You.
What? That Those sounds things. Delicious.
I made the mistake of trying one, and then I kept eating them.
Donut kebab.
Yeah. Those donuts were offered to me, and I'm like, nope. You
yeah.
turn around, you get
oh,
out of here.
They're so good.
You're not welcome here.
And finally, deep fried cookie dough on a stick. So you know how like the new thing is like you can go to those places and eat safe cookie dough?
I don't want to eat safe cookie dough.
You like to live on the edge?
Here's the thing. I have a man who has eaten a lot of cookie dough in my day.
Uh-huh.
A lot. I'll get the Toll House like roll of cookie dough, peel that sucker like a banana, and just chomp away, not playing around. And I've never had salmonella, so I'd like someone to prove to me that I can get salmonella from this. And you know what? The safe cookie dough doesn't taste as good.
It doesn't taste
it's
as good.
Gross.
I agree with you. Yeah,
it's like chalky. I hate it.
It's like a weird like chemical. I don't know. There's something
about
it.
Yeah, there's
something
wrong about it. Just get me a good old-fashioned cookie dough banana.
So this is the safe cookie dough deep fried and then skewered on a stick.
Yeah.
Why do you have to make it safe if you're going to deep fry it?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that kill salmonella?
I would think so.
So stop.
It's probably a little bit raw still in the middle of it.
Oh, that would be good, though. It's like kind of still like melty.
Yeah,
in
I know.
The
middle.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I'm going to make you a cookie dough corn dog. I'm going to bread it with the corn dog breading. Deep fry that.
I don't hate the idea.
Oh, man.
I'm intrigued.
You could just take the Toll House roll.
I used to be a fry cook. We used to fry everything.
Really?
We used to do all sorts. I'll make you some fried food. Don't you worry.
Dude, I am terrified of frying things. Never done it. Never will.
It's scary.
Do you leave it to Uncle Jack over here? He's got you. He's going to take care of you. Monroe, I got to ask you about what's going on with your daughter's dance class. Because I just, because of you, signed my daughter up for dance. And then my son up for dance as well. I was telling Jackson last night that Liam asked if he could do hip hop.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do the hip hop classes.
That'll
and I
awesome.
Said, this is going to take over for like junior jazz. Like the commitment's kind of big. So we're going to do it till December. Uh-huh. But this is your sport. Like, this is it. And he's like, all right, cool. I'm like, are you sure?
Liam's never really been a fan of the sports anyway.
No, but his dad keeps pushing.
Yeah.
He keeps trying.
You gotta let it go.
The girls love the dancers.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I think he's gonna enjoy it more than my daughter, Ella. But you said that there's actually drama in your house?
Yeah, so, okay, Ella's been going to dance since she was like 3, right?
Yeah.
So she's been going forever.
Long time.
And this year she said that she wants to take a break from dance.
Okay. And she wants to do a different sport or just less?
Yeah, she did a lot last year.
She was busy. You were busy last year. Yeah.
She got a little burned out.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like trying to bribe her a little bit.
Okay.
Dance.
What are you telling her?
Is that wrong?
No, I don't know. Well,
telling her like, well, you don't have to do it. Just do one class. Just stay in there. Because she's worked up to this point, like, to get where she's at. And it's kind of like a highly competitive, like, dance company or whatever. And I don't want her to see her go back to zero. You know what I'm saying?
Is it one of those, if you miss a year, you're pretty much like, you're done?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
know at some point dance gets, like, really competitive, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just begging her, like, will you just... try
something.
It. Just take one class. Just one. You don't have to do like 4 like you did last year. Just do one.
Is that how many she was doing? Was 4?
Yeah, she did a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Four classes, plus she did theater and choir and soccer.
Oh my gosh.
She just burned herself
out. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do one class.
One tiny little, what would you keep her in?
Just whatever she wants.
Okay, so you let her choose if
keep
it's
your foot
jazz
in the door.
Or ballet or whatever it is.
Just keep your foot in the door. Uh-huh. Just, you know. Keep at it. But is that wrong that I'm like pressuring her and I'm...
I don't know. As long as you make the decision ahead of time. I'm a big believer though, if like my kids start a sport or what, you have to finish the season. That's why I was saying like with Liam and dance, like they have a recital in December. So he's starting in August. This is it till
he
December.
Has to do it.
You have to, this is your commitment.
Yeah. I feel like forcing them into something that they don't want to do, they're just going to resent it the whole time and you're both going to be miserable. Like,
right.
You and her are both going to hate it. But if that's something that they really want to do, I don't see anything wrong with making them finish it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
I think that if she wanted to do it and then wanted to quit later, that would be a different story.
Right.
But forcing her into it in the first place is not a good idea.
When does it end for you?
So, well, my rule is if you start it, you have to do it for the whole school year. That's my rule.
The whole school year. Okay, so is that how dance works?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So I told her, I'm like, if you just... Take the classes, you know, if you just try it, I will let you.
Oh, you're giving it out.
Yeah. I will let you get out of it.
Mm.
But I just.
Slippery slope.
I know.
Slippery slope.
I want her to give it up, man. She's so good.
Oh, man. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Maybe one day Liam and her will dance together.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What if we're related someday?
What if
we're in-laws together?
In-law.
Oh, I could come over every day.
I need a paper bag right now. I'm not doing well. Jackson.
Yeah.
You and I iron our clothes the same.
Yeah?
You do?
We do. Yeah.
You iron?
Well, I actually ironed my clothes yesterday, which I have not done in years, but I got some new shirts that actually require, like, ironing.
Okay.
Because I tried our trick,
thank you.
Where I just spray it down with some water, throw it in the dryer.
That's all you need to do.
Oh.
Well, this material is wrinkly no matter what, so it actually has to be pressed. So I got out, I used my hands to pull an ironing board into my room. I used my arms to actually use a heated iron. It was effort, man.
You have an ironing board? You have an iron?
Yeah. I haven't used it in
many
years.
Do you have one of those round tubs and the washboard too?
Well, the only time I ever used my iron, I didn't invest in one of the fancy steamers like everyone else has nowadays.
Yeah, we have a steamer, yeah.
Because I only iron shirts for job interviews. I haven't been on a job interview in a while.
Yeah. You got a job interview?
No.
Did you
not just listen to why I had the iron out in the first place?
He has new shirts.
I have new shirts and the material won't iron in the dryer.
I have noticed the last few days you've been wearing very nice button-down shirts.
I just got new shirts, man.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, just they're just new.
All right. Well, they're very nice.
To tell you.
I don't know.
Plus, I have a job here.
I knew it.
No.
I
have a job here.
I knew it. I ironed once. And this was in our house in Wichita.
But you burned the house down.
No, but I did make an iron mark right on my shirt.
Yeah. Did you really? I thought that only happened in movies.
No, it turns out it can happen to a person as well.
Huh.
Yeah. And cool. Jen is very much into, like, every day she steams her clothes. And I think before she had one of those, she had an iron.
Every day she steams
her clothes? Like, that's my wife. Yeah. We are very opposite, as you can tell, in certain ways. And I was like, I'm going to iron my clothes. And so I think she was still at work, and I was ironing something for us to go out that night. Oh, yeah. Stained the whole, like, ruined it. Yeah, I know. That was the one and only time I've ironed. And now I do what Jackson usually does. Spray it in water.
Yep.
Throw it in the, that's yep. all you need to do.
Dude, my dryer has one of those fancy little bins. You open up, and you put some water in there.
What?
And then you put it on steam, and it steams it for you.
What?
Oh, I know.
Man,
I love it.
Imagine, yeah.
I want it.
I know.
Yeah. I also would just, I'm going to invest in a steamer because let me tell you, real ironing, ugh.
The small ones aren't bad. You don't have to get the industrial one. Get the tiny ones.
Yeah, I'll just get a little ones. Streamer. A little
yeah,
steamer.
Yeah.
That's what
You'll
I mean.
You'll be fine. Yeah. Then you can go on so many job interviews.
So many.
So
John,
many.
Expedited
Wait.
Clothing.
Yes, exactly.
What are we going to do?
Well, then we'll also steam our clothes for job interviews.
You better get going. All I'm saying is, if you start to see me wearing wrinkle-free clothing, it's probably time for you to dust off your old resume.
What's worse is when we all go to the same place.
We all show up. Hey!
Wait a minute, Monroe. You said you were having lunch with Tom. You said you had school today.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like how all the billionaires showed up to kill Jeffrey Epstein at the same time, and they were like, "Aw, man, isn't this embarrassing?
What are you doing here? Hey. I gave you a story earlier this morning about State Fair and the food that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new list of food that we like to try deep fried at the State Fair.
Mm.
What do you think's number one?
Twinkies.
I'll give it to you for candy bars, I guess. Okay, yeah. But number
Twinkies
seven.
Twinkies not a candy bar.
You don't? Oh, okay, then no.
Right? That's not a candy bar.
No, that's snack cake.
Snack cake. Okay. No. Jackson?
Snack cakes.
Snack cakes. Cheesecake, I'll give you that. So number six
no,
for
that's
you.
Not
that's not
the same
snack cake.
Snack cake. No.
You
don't
know
oh,
your snack categories, dog.
Sure I do.
I mean, I want the point, but.
You have chips?
No.
That's a snack?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some other stuff that people eat, that normal people eat.
Sure.
I don't know. Is baby carrots one of them?
I'm sorry, baby carrots?
Deep fried.
I'm sorry. Did you just look me in the eyes and ask if baby carrots were a food group? I'm so mad at you.
All right, here's a list of the food that we would like to try deep fried at the State Fair. Number 10, soda. Remember they did deep fried Coke?
Deep fried soda?
I gotta tell you, it was kind of a ripoff. They soaked like donuts in like soda, and then they kind of like fried it real quick again, so it had like a Coca-Cola taste to it. It wasn't.
That's not good.
It wasn't deep fried soda. I was like, meh. Butter. They've had that for years.
Deep fried butter?
Yeah, man.
Have you tried it?
What?
No, I haven't tried it.
Oh,
I want
don't
to.
Yeah, man, me.
Give me
don't
some butter on it.
They freeze the butter so it stays as solid as possible. Then they bread it and flash fry it really quick so the inside just gets all melty.
I'd be so sick.
Dear Lord.
I would be
listening.
So sick. I'd probably want to die, but
send a meteor.
I definitely want to try it.
Directly.
Here's a good one. Deep fried pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Dude, I love deep fried pickles.
I want to try the one that you mentioned earlier.
The brat?
Where they take a big pickle, they stuff it with a brat, then they deep fry that, serve it with ranch dressing.
It's like the best of all worlds.
Yeah, man. Those are all my favorite foods.
Candy bars was number seven. Number six was cheesecake, which I think you can get. Deep fried banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
They're good. Yeah?
Yeah, I like the frozen bananas.
I like
Stick
frozen.
With those.
Yeah, those are fine.
But they, I mean, have you ever had like a banana puff?
I don't know what that means. It's just banana,
and then you put it in a sweet batter, and then you deep fry it, put in a little powdered sugar.
My deep fried experience, no.
Man,
they serve that at like Tucano's. Or not Tucano, is it Tucano's? The Brazilian restaurant.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no. Those are good.
I make them.
Deep fried cookies?
I would like to try that because it sounds kind of good because I bet it would leave it. Really super gooey in the middle.
Like the chocolate chips kind of melt
in
there.
Yeah.
Deep fried apple pie.
Nah.
It's my pie.
It's my pie. Deep fried ice cream.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that didn't kind sound of convincing, but
when your voice goes up.
It's good, but it's not like I crave it. Like, oh, I want some deep fried ice cream.
Number one, deep fried bacon.
Deep fried bacon.
Deep fried bacon. Would you do it?
I'd be down for that.
It's like a corn dog.
They don't bread it though. They just throw it into the fryer.
Well, I assume they breaded it first.
I don't know.
They not?
I've never had deep fried bacon.
I'm okay with them breading it. Like, it'd be like a corn dog.
This is probably my husband coming out in me right now, but I feel like I'm going to pay $7 for a slab of bacon.
You would pay $7 for fried butter? It's the same thing.
She wouldn't.
Oh,
that's cookie dough, though.
Hello, gorgeous.
If someone could just swing by Jackson's house and do a wellness check on his cat, that would be great.
Millennium, I'm telling you.
Seriously, you don't put that on social media. That makes everyone worried.
I just love him so much.
I was worried about your cat last night.
I got home and he was real snuggly. And like, I can't be the only one that feels like this. Mm-hmm. But like, sometimes I just love him so much, I almost want to hurt him.
Okay.
Like, it's such a problem.
Dude.
I want to like bite his face, or I want to like squeeze him until he's dead.
That's not healthy.
I know.
This is going to sound terrible. Bear with me here when I say I was kind of afraid that I was going to do that to my kids sometimes too. Like, Lenny, my kids,
so much.
They're so cute.
Well, I Googled it and it turns out that it's an evolutionary response because our lizard brain is like wired to care. Like, it's supposed to only maintain your own safety and your own well-being. But the problem is that now we have all these emotions where we love things so much. So we love our kids or we love our pets. So your brain, if it feels too much of a rush of like adoration for something other than yourself, it kind of makes you a little violent towards it because it's trying to distance your brain from loving that thing.
Wow.
Again, isn't that crazy?
If someone could go over to Jackson's house and just make sure the cat's alive.
It's science. It's evolution.
One day we're going to go over to his place and it's going to be like the movie Psycho where the cat's been dead forever and Jackson just like has it still there and like talks to it.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like it's
Who's
his
to
mom?
Say that that's not what this cat's
I
been all
I don't
along.
Know.
You only met him one time.
You're right, and that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Freddie, if you need help, call us right now at 844.
He's like David Miscavige's wife, the head of Scientology. Yeah,
exactly. Who knows?
Oh. Who's seen him in a while?
Who knows?
I can, as Freddie's representative, I can assure you
that doesn't help.
As the conservative of his state, I can let you know that.
But Freddie, you're the perp. We can't take the word of a perp.
Well, everyone trusts David Miscavige.
Oh, my gosh. So. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
The tradition of presidents wearing an American flag pin started, it all started because Robert Redford had a movie in 1972 called The Candidate. He wore one in the movie, and President Nixon's chief of staff saw it and said, you know what?
Loved it so much.
I love this. You should wear this. I think it'll look good for like you on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And he started, and then every president since then kept the tradition.
That's fun.
Eh.
Isn't that crazy?
They may not agree on anything else. Literally anything else ever.
Anything. Else.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they can all wear that little flag
pin.
All
wear the pin. Yeah.
I thought there was a more meaning behind it.
There is not.
I thought it was like some kind of, you know.
Yeah.
No, every president has to have the American flag on them at all times.
Nope.
You know, like it's.
Nope. Nope, it just has to do
if
with
it's not,
Robert
if they're
Redford
not
movie.
Wearing the pin, then they have to have the American flag underwear or socks.
They're actually not the president if they're not wearing the pin. That's in the Constitution. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Jackson, final thoughts?
My cat's fine. You don't have to worry about him.
Don't
He's
don't
healthy
him.
And happy.
Don't believe him.
And thriving.
Freddie, call
fact.
Me.
And go listen to the podcast.
Monroe.
I did a blog today. We talked about it a little bit in the showbiz beat, but Harry Styles is not going to play Prince Eric in The Little
That's
Mermaid.
Right. That was
breaking
news.
And so the blog's kind of about who would be a good choice. And if you want to vote, check it out, mix1051utah.com.
All right, that does it for us. Intern Nico's asleep in the corner, so I think that means the show should be over. And we'll
wake up, Nico!
Shawn
He's
Mendes
fine!
We don't not pay Mix. You to sit there and sleep.
Leave him alone.
Nico, you want to come sing the podcast open?
Yeah, it
comes
in the podcast.
Yeah, Nico.
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 One of us.
You just, all you have to do is think of a song and you just insert podcast extra anywhere in the lyrics. And it doesn't have to be good,
usually,
I can assure you.
Yeah, usually it's not.
Usually it's really, really bad,
over
Nico.
There, that microphone right over there.
An example? Yeah, Monroe, throw out an example for Monroe, Nico.
I don't want... Nope, not going to call for that one again. No, I...
What are some of our best ones?
I know, I was just trying to think of...
I want to listen to the extras. I want to feel the heat from the podcast. Yeah!
It's the podcast extra. What a wonderful show.
Yeah. Anything like that, man.
We've already done those, though. We do a different one, much like The Simpsons.
No. We do a different one every day.
Because that seems like a great idea.
That won't get tiresome. We're stretching it now. Leaving all this in, by the way.
Come on, Nico.
Nico. Nico. Nico. Nico.
Guys, we got to work on our
You could even do, like, if you wanted to do the McDonald's jingle. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's the podcast extra.
Good. You know what? Nico's out. We got a good one.
No!
Nico, get over here.
That was good.
Nico's back in on
Friday.
Here. Hey, podcast
friends.
No,
we'll all do it together.
Hold on. Nico's coming back on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. On Friday. This way he has a few days to really think about it. Mm-hmm. Write something good. Take it to the shop.
Yeah.
Work it out.
And also, Nico, I'd like you to bring us a story.
Oh, yes.
That you can tell on the podcast.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
And. So,
yeah.
Venti skinny vanilla latte.
Oh yeah, and a
What are
those donut kebabs?
Yourself. You're a star, kid. You're gonna be a big star, but you got to do some work for us first.
All right, Friday. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Nico's gonna bring us Starbucks, and also he's gonna tell
a story,
and sing to us the podcast.
Can't wait. You're gonna love Nico.
Oh,
if you're listening right now, let me tell you, Nico's a good egg.
So
he's
much
a good
fun.
One.
Jackson won today, barely. With the podcast,
46%. What are you talking about? You two had to split the other half of the votes. I got half the votes.
Not exactly. You didn't hit 50.
About?
You didn't get half the votes.
Just about. Rounding up for the story.
Half. Monroe, you want to do your story?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So we were talking about Brad Pitt and how he's a little like Stella right now. Needs to get his groove back.
Yeah, he really
does. He needs
to
go fill a car full of Angelina Jolie's clothes and light it on fire. Right?
Yes, I know.
He's got to do the ex-girlfriend thing.
Of course.
Anyways, I think this might be a good start for him. The National Post says that researchers at the University of Chicago are attempting to develop a pill to reduce loneliness.
How? I feel like some of these things we don't need pills for.
So volunteers swallowed a tablet containing the hormone pregnenolone.
Nailed it.
Thanks. For the support. Researchers then measured their emotional state over the course of several weeks, and scientists believe the hormone may be the key to reducing loneliness in the human brain.
Huh.
So they said that the condition of loneliness may be more widespread than obesity.
I don't know. I feel weird when we create pills for these kind of things. I just wonder what the side effects long term. I don't know.
I think it's great. Are you kidding? I think, dude, okay, so I have some friends, and they can't go anywhere by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got in an argument with us because she had to walk to her car alone in a parking lot.
Oh, that's not good.
So it's like, dude, someone like that, take a pill, man. You're okay. You're okay in your own skin. It's all right.
Let's talk about pooping pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
There's a fashion brand called ASOS. That's getting mocked online for a new pair of women's pants they're selling that makes it look like the person wearing them pooed their pants.
Like aesthetically, or is there just like some extra junk in the trunk?
The pants are white and they have brown tie-dye bands on them. But one of the tie-dye sections happens to be right at the bottom of the butt.
Oh, no.
And so on quick glance, you go, oh, that poor woman wearing white pants. Problem.
Never trust a fart lady. Life 101 right there.
How much would you pay for these poo pants?
Like zero.
$0.
$0 for both of you.
In fact,
huh?
I feel like you owe me $7.99 for making me listen to a story about them.
$46.
No!
Poo where pants. Are they selling them at?
Online, I would assume.
You
ASOS.
Go to ASOS.com. Yeah, exactly.
No way.
Yeah, for your poo pants.
No. I don't want poop pants.
Here's the good news. If you actually do, you'll be fine. No one will know.
Yeah.
It's just the pants.
Oh, I didn't poo my pants. It's just the design. It's like, well, then what is that stench?
No, exactly. It's nasty.
John's coming in with a new pair of pants tomorrow.
I'm wearing my poo pants tomorrow. Gross. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Brand new episode tomorrow. In fact, right after we're done with this episode, we are going to start recording our Saturday morning cereal. So make sure to start telling friends about that as well. Bye-bye.